Happy Friday, Tappers. It is Charlie here with you. Another Daily Tap. It is the 16th, the second day of madness. I hope you guys are either enjoying a day off or a half day or just not really working that much. Like, we talked about it at the bar last night and about how basically today is sort of that day where you can get through Thursday. You can be at work. I was at work yesterday. I think I managed the madness all right. We'll see how others believe of that. And then today is sort of that day where you just kick back and relax. So maybe have off, maybe take a half day. I took a full day off. I'm enjoying myself. Sorry, podcast is a little late. I would have probably liked it to be a little earlier. Definitely on Saturday, we're going to get it out early to you. I'm taping it probably Friday night. I may have got a little too drunk last night and couldn't tape it before I went to bed. And you probably wouldn't have wanted that. It would just been slurred. It would have been sloppy. It wouldn't have been a good thing. So taping it here right before madness gets going, about 20 minutes away, which is great. Can definitely put this on your speakers and mute the games. Listen to us. Take maybe the first 20 minutes of all the basketball going on and listen to the Daily Tap. Once again, you can find us StoTapWY, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play. Look forward to all of the listens, all the feedback. We're going to also be on Twitter today doing some recap stuff. I did it on Instagram stories, and I just felt like I want to grow our Instagram page. I'd love it if you guys followed us, SnowTapWY. I'm still trying to work on regular content on there. I think that it's tough. It's definitely one of those grinds. And then getting on Twitter is much easier. And we have a base on Twitter. So hopefully we're going to do some stuff there, have some fun. Definitely follow us all day. And hopefully we'll get some overtime calls as we did yesterday. So let's talk about the three things that stood out, I guess, to me from yesterday's first day of madness. Not really a huge upset day. We only had Loyola and Buffalo taking them down. So you have a lot of great games actually on Saturday to talk about for St. Patrick's Day, and definitely keep one and a half eyes while you're a little cross-eyed if you're out drinking, like I will be with some friends on Saturday. But definitely some good ones. But the biggest thing that stood out was Arizona completely no-showing the tournament. It's almost impressive that Arizona just completely didn't give a shit. We were watching that game. We all had Arizona. A lot of us had Arizona far, as did I had them in the Final Four. And we talked about it on Tapping the Keg and just how, like, man, we're really going to do this shit again. We're really going to trust Arizona. And they let us down. As I said at the bar, I hope Sean Miller is at my funeral in a pallbearer so he can let me down one more time. And because every fucking year I do this with Arizona, every goddamn year, it is the same shit with Arizona about taking them way too far and then having myself get burned in the process. Also, I don't know why I didn't reach out to Cousin Darren. Cousin Darren is a lifelong Arizona fan. He's from the Tucson area. I should have just shot him a note on Twitter or, you know, text him, whatever, and said, how do you feel about Arizona? And he would have probably let me know. I probably would have got great insight. And instead, I just decided to be ignorant and take Arizona far. And I have no one to blame but myself. But it's amazing to see how they didn't give a shit. And I don't know what's next for Sean Miller. I don't know if Sean Miller is just going to get out of there, because I feel like he has so much talent and he doesn't figure out how to use it. Like, One Shining Podcast talked about how he basically did the Kentucky of the West Coast, and yet he can't coach like Cal. So it's like, why don't you just go back to basics? Like, why don't you go back to the teams that made you a great coach, you know, with Xavier and with the early Arizona teams, where you're not so focused on the one and done guys, rather looking at guys who can be lifelong Arizona Wildcats, you know, and having that, you know, sort of mantra to your team, because it's not working. At some point, you just have to realize that what you've built here is not what you need. So either you need to refresh a strategy, or you just need to get the fuck out before FBI comes running, because all the jokes were FBI. Everything was being made of Sean Miller. So Sean Miller definitely wearing the clown suit, definitely the biggest loser so far in this tournament. We'll see if anyone else. The NCAA also probably needs to take an L for getting Trae Young in there, but I'll argue Oklahoma put up a good fight against Rhode Island. I wouldn't really think, people were like, Oklahoma doesn't belong. I get it, but Trae Young was in there for ratings. We talked about this a couple days ago. It's going to happen. So I'm not going to rag on the NCAA too much there. I wish I would have done my Rob Gray research. That's another thing. Dude, complete killer out there. He 39 points, rocking a man bun like he doesn't give a fuck. I texted my dad about that last night, and he's like, I'd even let you wear a man bun if you were dropping 39 in a tournament game. Absolutely. Houston, San Diego State, probably the best game of the day. It was weird because it was on a small TV at the bar. Shout out to Flannery's. Great place. We do this every Thursday of Madness. We go to Flann's and have beers and just hang out. Great atmosphere, great time. I really enjoyed hanging there. So thanks to those people. But we didn't want to fuck up their TV structure, but we're like, you gotta get Houston, San Diego State on a big screen. And it was well worth it. I mean, game going back and forth, crazy finish. Just loved all the big shots. And then Rob Gray, obviously, with the dip and dunk, or dip scooped it up to the basket for the win with 1.1 seconds left. And San Diego State had a real shot to win that game. But Rob Gray is the type of guy who can carry a team. Like, Michigan better be careful. Michigan, you know, kind of just sort of went through the motions. They definitely looked rusty. The whole Big Ten having the time off definitely did not help Michigan. And so they better be careful against Houston. That's the late game on Saturday. I would not be surprised if Houston pulled that out. You forget that Kelvin Sampson wasn't a bad tournament coach at all with Indiana and Oklahoma. He definitely had some deep runs, and so don't count out Houston. I definitely underestimated the Cougs, and I'm kind of regretting that. First win for them since 1984 in the tournament. That's crazy. Seton Hall got their first one since 2004. Seton Hall looked really nice. Other thing worth mentioning is Sister Jean from Loyola. She's 98 years old. She is the champion of the team, rocking the Harry Potter scarves. Sister Jean and having the Lord on your side, that has to be worth a couple wins in the tournament, right? That has to at least earn you two wins. Like, no question about it. I love Loyola against Tennessee tomorrow. I think the Ramblers have a real shot at winning that game. I know people have a lot of hype on Tennessee. Tennessee had this whole like thing on the Players Tribune, like, don't pick us. They've been the scrappy underdog all year long. Fuck that. Loyola's going to take it. I think the South is going to be really messy, actually, just a bracket wise. That Buffalo team can give Kentucky a game. I wouldn't be shocked if we saw only Virginia as the only. There is a scenario where I could see only Virginia being the only under 10 seed in that region. But we'll save that take for another day. We'll see how Friday plays out, because definitely some things have to break our way for that to happen. All right, let's talk about the viewing guide for today. So, like I said, we're about 15 minutes away from the tournament getting started. Definitely keep your eye on Providence, Texas A&M. The Texas A&M was the only SEC team I invested in, only because I think Providence might have some weak legs from last week. To me right now, you're always looking at like bracket mistakes, right? And right now what I've seen is that I undervalued the SEC, even though the SEC had a great year, and yet I discounted what Kentucky did, I discounted what Tennessee has done, and I still am, just based off that last comment, and Florida. So it's interesting to see, and we'll see if Texas A&M plays out for them. Wichita State and Marshall should be a ton of fun. Marshall plays at a breakneck speed. They have the D'Antoni style offense with his brother there. So you'll hear all about, oh, did you know that their brother is like, that's going to be like beaten into the ground, but that could be a really fun game. Marshall's a sneaky upset pick. I wouldn't discount the Thundering Herd getting it done. Same with Cal State Fullerton against Purdue. A lot of questions about Purdue in this tournament. Purdue has the Cal State Fullerton has the makeup to beat Purdue. Keep a close eye on that one. Georgia State Cincinnati. I don't think the Bearcats would lose that game, but you never know. It's interesting when teams are at a higher seed than expected. We saw it with Texas Tech last night versus a team like Stephen F. Austin, who's been there before. They definitely pushed them to the edge. I could see that same thing happening in all these games, really. I think you could have a wild start to the day. The second slate of games is probably the best slate of the day, with Butler, Arkansas should be a hell of a game. Definitely fast-paced, a lot of fun. I think we will enjoy that one. Same with Texas, Nevada. Get a look at Mo Bamba as well, and he should eat. Nevada has no size. They do have a really good team, though. Murray State, West Virginia, that, again, breakneck speed there. The Racers definitely control the ball well. Bob Huggins, West Virginia, always a team I take too far. Of course, I have West Virginia in the Sweet 16. Well, that shouldn't hurt me at all. Lipscomb, North Carolina, maybe. I would be shocked if Carolina lost that game, especially in Charlotte. Then you go into the night slate. I don't think the night slate is really that exciting. Hate to say that, but I don't think anything really stands out to me. And now I say that, and it's going to be just absolutely crazy because that's you just can't predict this shit. And you have Kansas State, Creighton. I love Kansas State in that game. Just I think Creighton's kind of been a different team, a shell of themselves down the stretch. Charleston's a sneaky upset pick. I kind of what I just mentioned with Cincinnati, where you're at a seed where you haven't expected that. This is the first time for Auburn in years. I think Charleston can pull it out. Bucknell, Virginia, Michigan State, Bucknell, been there before. And then Texas Southern versus Xavier. Texas Southern has like an Isaiah Thomas like player, DeMonta Davis. Definitely worth watching, keeping an eye on there. New Mexico State, Clemson. I love the Aggies. The Aggies play great defense. I don't really see Clemson in that high regard. I think New Mexico State can get done. Please do not have Syracuse win a game. We've seen a first four team win every year, and St. Bonaventure's I thought was the team to do it. Syracuse would be that team. It would be the first time ever that we didn't get to see a first four team advance the second round if Syracuse was to fall to TCU. Jamie Dixon has a pretty good record against Boeheim, 14-6 overall from his days at Pittsburgh. Florida State, Missouri, we get a quick eye at Michael Porter. I want Michael Porter to go in the tournament to see if he can kind of build his brand a little bit, build it back up. I definitely think he's going pro. But if Michael Porter were to somehow pull off the win today and then beat Xavier, he would definitely have some NBA eyes kind of stock risen. Now, a tournament shouldn't really make or break where you stand, but I could see it being a real possibility for Porter. Same with Colin Sexton, who gets Villanova in the opening game Saturday afternoon, which definitely is a good way to kick us off. The slate tomorrow is really fun, and we'll talk about it Saturday for the Daily Tap there, as well as what happened Friday, and just kind of this is sort of going to be the theme for the weekend. Now, to wrap up the podcast, we have to have three topics. You know, yes, we could be just March Madness, we're done, enjoy the day, but no, let's talk a little bit about Tiger. So I'm going to definitely have a slight eye on Tiger this afternoon. Kind of a perk about being home is not only can I flip to basketball, but I can also flip to Tiger. He's 4-under through his first round. He tees off about at 12:30 or ish. He made a huge 71-foot putt for birdie that sort of stoked the Tiger flames. Like, he kind of laughed at it, and he almost looked like I'm back, motherfuckers. And he talked about, like, really enjoying what tournament golf feels like again. It's just all these good vibes. He definitely has some competition. I mean, looking at that leaderboard as it stands right now, let's see what I got. We have Henrik Stenson and Bryson DeChambeau leading the tournament. Bryson definitely is in par for like a 75 tomorrow if he's there. And then you have Mark Leishman, Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, Jimmy Walker, Patrick Reed, Byung-Hung Yeon, Adam Scott's hanging around there. So all those guys are big-time players, and definitely the leaderboard will be exciting. That's a sexy leaderboard as of now. Rory figuring it out makes it even better. I mean, if you're telling me that we're going to have a top leaderboard of Stenson, Leishman, McIlroy, Fowler, Tiger Woods, Patrick Reed, that is a great fucking leaderboard. And there's other guys too worth mentioning, like Horschel, Luke Liss. I mean, there's some guys, Sam Burns, who's been playing amazing golf of late. I mean, can Tiger overtake Madness? Absolutely. I feel like if Tiger is close to the lead on Sunday, that is what you're watching. I feel like you keep a slight eye on basketball, but you're watching Tiger Woods. I think you have to. It's just part of it. You have to keep Tiger on TV, especially at the bar. I think you have to keep one open for Tiger and definitely watch what he's doing. Yeah, Sunday is a loaded day of sports with the addition of Marquette playing Oregon in the NIT and Tiger Woods in the mix. Hopefully he keeps it up and we have Tiger all weekend, because that'll just add to what is already one of the best weekends of the year. All right, guys, we will talk tomorrow. I'll actually probably check in tonight, get this up early on Saturday, and then we'll talk about all the things that happened today, as well as look ahead to the second round and probably talk about what kind of St. Patrick's Day shenanigans, as I've slowly but surely trying to kill my body with probably 3 days of drinking. So, all right, you know where to find us, SnowtapWI. We'll be on Twitter all day having fun, maybe a little bit on Instagram, as well as talk to you guys on the podcast tomorrow. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, SnowtapWI. It's a website. Take care, guys. Have a good March Madness Friday. Later.